Well, here we go.
Yeah, Monday morning, May 8th. I'm excited. Wow. I was thinking about this call, and I just got really, really fired up. I mean, there's so many exciting things to think about. I mean, with you guys that went to the convention in Orlando and came back and shared, and I sent out an email with some ideas for us to mastermind and think about and discuss. And oh, here's Patricia. Yay, Patricia. Woohoo.
Good morning.
Yeah. The core team, boy, oh boy, you guys are fabulous. One of the things, were you on the Stump the Doc with Dr. Herbert Patino? Patino?
No, it was Saturday.
No, I did not catch that.
He's really great. He's got a great passion for prevention and talking to people about the importance of prevention. But one of the things he did, he shared a testimonial about that. I mean, he is just, you know, he thinks everybody needs a wellness home, of course. You know, they need to have the good sleep from the sleep system and the water and the nutrition and the, you know, all of the parts. And he shared a story of a young gal. Her name's Kayla, and she is from a Latin American country, her and her mother and father. And when she was a baby, they worked nights, I think, in Miami cleaning office buildings. And they couldn't afford somebody to take care of their baby, so they took him with her. And so she was just carried around in the office all night. And they think maybe that might have had something to do with why. Anyway, she had a problem with blood clotting. And as she got older, she was just really not doing well. She was in the Make-A-Wish Foundation program, and the doctors didn't expect her to live very long. And somehow they hooked up with...
She was a bleeder.
She bled. Somehow they hooked up with Dr. Patino, and he told them they needed, you know, a wellness home for her. And, of course, they didn't have that kind of money, but they went to their family, and they raised it. They got the money. They got her the whole thing, you know, the water, the sleep, the air, the nutrition, I mean, everything, the whole system. And they put her on that, and so by that time, she had started menstruating. And when she started menstruating, she wouldn't quit. She just continued. That's why they thought, you know, she wasn't going to live very long, the doctors. And in 3 weeks, she quit bleeding. In 3 months, all of her biomarkers were looking like normal, except for this blood clotting factor. And she went to visit relatives, like in the Latin American country she was from, and she didn't take any of her stuff with her, any of her Nican stuff with her. And so the relatives called up and said, oh, no, Kayla's bleeding. We're going to take her to the hospital. And the mom and dad said, nope, take her to the airport. Get her to the airport. Don't care what the ticket costs. Get her to the airport. Get her on the plane. Send her home. They got her on the plane, sent her home. She got on the sleep system, and she quit bleeding. So isn't that just so phenomenal?
That is amazing.
Wow.
That's
probably, I would imagine Dave will has recorded that and put it someplace, maybe on Magnetic Leaders.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, probably on YouTube. The Magnetic Leaders YouTube would probably be there, but I just thought, wow. Plus, I mean, he just did a really good job of going through each of the parts of the wellness home and why he thinks, you know, all of us need to be in a wellness home. So that could be a really good resource for us all to have to share with people.
Powerful, sir.
Yeah. So good morning. There's lots more of us on the call now. Yay, team. Woohoo.
Okay.
So, I want to share, you know, we want to go through and have you guys share wins for the week and goals and action plans for this week for May. We're, you know, May 8th, so we're kind of in the middle month of the second quarter. So it's just really time for all of us to, including me and Jack, to really, really step up. And one of the things in inspired me. I listened, I think it was maybe 2 weeks ago now, that 12-minute video from Eric Worre. It was his first big speech he gave in front of like 5,000 people. And I gave you guys the link. It's just 12 minutes long. And it's a, you know, call to action. And to me, I mean, he just shares about like the Declaration of Independence. I mean, in this country, how our forefathers, you know, they stepped up to declare their independence, and how we used to be all entrepreneurs in this country. But it just really brings home the opportunity. I mean, the opportunity that we have for ourselves to earn income and to be free financially, you know, time-wise, money-wise. And, of course, with Nican Health-wise, and the opportunity that we have to give to other people. So did any of you have had a chance to listen to that would like to share a thought or a feeling?
Yeah, this is Bill. I've heard it before and loved hearing it again, so thank you for sending the link. It's just one of those things that it's amazing how timeless it is. I mean, he did that so long ago, and it's so appropriate yet today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I listen to it and I just get fired up. I mean, it's easy in the day-to-day, you know, to kind of forget how important the opportunity is that we have. I mean, how unique it is and how important it is. So, yeah, I just thought all of you guys would enjoy that. And then the other thing I'd like to, as we're going through this morning, I sent out is to listen to the Ben Woodward, his Orlando review, because he really goes several things that he talks about, but one of them is the Alejandra from Mexico. She really talks about how she works with her team. And I know I've heard Ben.
He's a Royal Diamond.
Right. Yeah. And I've heard Ben several times on his leader calls talk about the importance of communication. And he talks about a huge leader in Amway in the UK that would have, how many people did he have at his events? I mean, it was his own events. They were, like, multiple.
300,000 or something.
25,000. Yeah, I mean, it was just huge. And then asked him, you know, why? How do you do that? And he talked about it's that feeling of family, of belonging to a team, to belonging to something, and that's the most important factor. And so, you know, for us to be masterminding and thinking about our teams as we bring people on board, how do we help to, you know, the communication, the feeling of team, so that they, you know, they want to participate. They want to bring other people on board. They want to, you know, they want to be part of it. And so that can be something for us to be thinking about. And also, of course, then San Antonio coming up in October, we've got like 5.5 months, and so that's lots of time for us all to be there, you know, with team. And so I think that kind of all goes together, the realizing the opportunity that we have.
But there are 3 new silvers, right?
Yeah, of course. the opportunity that's available for us to share with Nican, and then the communication and building a team, and then to be there in San Antonio with our team. So as we go through wins for the week and, you know, goals and action plans, maybe we can be sharing some of our thoughts for, along those lines. So back to you, Mr. Jack.
Okay, well, let's start with Gloria.
Gloria's first one.
Good morning.
Hey, Gloria. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, Karen, you were saying before the recording, when you're not feeling well, you do appreciate your health so much more. I had to actually go to the doctor last Tuesday for the first time in about 15 years for an antibiotic. I just knew that I was not going to kick this easily. So, it was a lot of sleep last week, but I did make it to one appointment. Replace filters for one of my customers who has a couple of earlier versions of the Aquapores, and we sat and chatted, and I had written in my notes from Orlando, and I've been thinking about it a lot since Orlando, the statement of have a big vision and then invite others into it. That just somehow grabbed me this time, and I know I've heard it before. And so as I'm sitting there talking to this woman, she owns a school. She's planning on a much bigger school. She's working on a grant through the diocese here. And she looked me in the eye and she said, I want those pads. And she knows the pet pad is a perfect size for the kids. She says, I want that for nap time for all of them. I've already budgeted it. She said, I want a waterfall in every classroom. And she said, I know you don't have a large unit for cooking for almost 2,000 a day, she said, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. And I just looked at her and I said, you know, you're walking into my vision of a healthy community. She goes, well, apparently, because I see this as the surrounding businesses, and she just, you know, went on and on. And she is a customer.
Wow.
And wow. So that was a really nice validation of what I had been thinking about and manifesting. Did pick up a couple new customers for downline this week by making sure that the downline had CM samples, and they are walking around giving a lot of relief to people. Did listen to Eric Worre. Plan on making it a daily affirmation as I'm getting started in the morning. It was almost scary appropriate for 2017. His language fits today's climate of the country needing entrepreneurs and needing people to say, I'm responsible for me. And it's a great, great message. So I will listen to Stump the Doc. I will put more of Dr. Patino information in my head. And I am diligently working on getting more guests here for Dave and Valerie's visit on the 25th.
Yeah. Woo-hoo, man, that's coming up, isn't it? 25th. It seems so far away, and now, woo-hoo, here I am. Yeah, and I just got chills and all chills up and down my back. I still do when you're talking about, you know, how timely Eric Worre's message is and how the country needs entrepreneurs and how we're making that shift into entrepreneurship, the gig economy. More and more people are seeing that need and feeling, you know, they want to be more in control of their own life and have a more flexible way to earn money. So, yeah, pretty exciting times.
And, Gloria, I had chills when you talked about your customer walking into your vision.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty exciting.
Yes, it
Woo-hoo!
Is.
All right. Bill Cottle, you are next.
Good morning. Well, before I report, I've got a mastermind request. Not sure if this will work, but I want to at least ask you, if you would look for me on Facebook as Bill Cottle, hopefully you'll be able to see a post that I did in something called Nextdoor. We've talked briefly about it on the call. I was able to figure out how to create a business profile, and I needed somebody to make a post about my business. So I got Danielle to, which allowed me to get in and put an event on the calendar, which I'll explain in a minute. But I'm curious to know whether or not, because when you click on that Facebook image, it will open up a window that says, thanks, tell neighbors why you recommend this business. If a couple of you could try to just put something in there positive about NECAN products, I'd appreciate it. I'll be able to see how this thing is working. Most of the neighbors that are in there right now don't really know each other until something happens, like a dog gets lost or something like that. So anyway, if you understood that request, just look for me on Facebook and see if you can find that, and then just put a comment in there. So that's part of my activity. I've been working on getting the word out about the next four energy nights that are coming up. First one of this series is this Thursday night. So I sent emails out to all those that were in attendance in the past. And I'm using this approach. There's like 6,000 people that could potentially see this. However, I'm not sure how they're going to see it if I don't get, you know, some responses from customers or from people. So anyway, that's one of the things I'm excited about. The other thing is I'm doing the same thing in parallel with Alignable. and that's for local businesses. Again, Nextdoor is for your local neighborhood, but it looks like people can post if they go to your Facebook when you put it out there. So had a new customer. She was referred by Elaine Gros Saint. Some of you know Elaine, and that was one of her silvers. And so she connected with me this weekend, so we're excited to help her get some products that she still loves, Nee Kim. And just following up basically on things from being at the convention, people that I met on the en route, and just some commitments I made to some people there. So it's kind of a week of follow-up and then getting into action for.
Yay, Bill.
Yeah, that's that part about Facebook. Yeah, we'll do that. I mean, that's exciting. One of the things, I think we've talked about it a couple times now, but we listened to Richard Brooke. He was interviewing Kavanaugh, a gal from the UK that she started network marketing, I think, when she was like 25, and she got like pregnant like 3 months after she started anyway, so she's got a three-year-old. But she is building her business primarily from meeting people on Facebook, online, social media, and she has sponsored, like, in 3 years, she's sponsored over 300 people, and her business is just huge. So, you know, I'm excited, Bill. I mean, as more of us on our team start to, you know, learn about this social media stuff, I mean, it can just be huge. So, yay.
Yeah, she already has a seven-figure income.
There's some amazing.
Hey, I envision that. I can do that.
Yeah.
And I think that as we mastermind here and as people learn, this is a steep learning curve, and as we learn how to use these resources, I think that we can share with each other. It'll help.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's one of the really important parts about being on this leadership mastermind is, yeah, we can share with each other, because like you're saying, it's a whole new world out there. And so, yeah, inch by inch, we'll learn little by little. But I'm sure glad you're reaching out there, Bill, and starting to learn about it. Yay.
Hey, Bill. Patricia Van Gill.
Thank you.
You are next. Thank you.
Good morning. Gloria, it's so nice to hear you have a voice again. Glad you're back. I'm loading my truck. I'll stop. My two career juggling. Jack sent out a text last week on the young man, I don't have his name, I couldn't take notes, but the millennial, was that Thursday's call?
Yeah.
And I listened to that, the young man who's an engineer, and looked around and saw what his future was looking like, and with the older men he worked with, and he didn't like the picture, so he made a change. And I know that there's so many young people that there's all these articles written about, they're not buying homes, they're starting having families later because they just don't know what their future is going to hold. And so I thought that was a fabulous piece to have to add to these kinds of conversations with younger people, because we need a lot of them to help us on this journey through the rest of our lives. And so that was a good piece to have. I've been out of town. I went and helped two friends with two different things. And one was very physical. And even though I was sore and could feel it the next day, I really didn't feel that bad. And different people there were, oh, their knees and oh, they're that and they're, you know, and I'm like, I feel fine. So it was,
wow.
I had my own testimony of just being energetic, nonstop, and feeling good. Now, I felt it Sunday. I rested Sunday. But the next day, we got up and went, saw a different friend, went hiking up in the snow and ice and wind in the Blue Ridge Parkway for a little bit. And, you know, it takes energy to do that. And, so that was fun. And here again, another testimony to these products that I felt great. My knees weren't creaking. I had to keep stopping and waiting on the return hike down the mountain. You know, it's like, wow, her knees are really bad. So my knees were great. So now that's behind me. My big spring push is still on, but I'm focused for May. Dave Johnson's going to be in all these cities all around Knoxville within a couple hours' drive. And so my goal is to have some kind of something going on at my house or at someone else's home every Tuesday, every Thursday, every Saturday morning. Just if they can't, oh, I can't come on Thursday. It's like, what about Saturday? You know, I'll have options because people do need to hear about this, and following up is so key. So I look forward to listening to Dr. Patino. He's my favorite. He is so awesome. And he does say, get the whole wellness home, because if we piece, some people will piecemeal it and they'll get it eventually, but if you get the whole thing, you absolutely are guaranteed you're going to get the results. And that's a good reminder.
And that's what he talks about. I mean, I think this call can be a really good resource, because mostly he talks. There weren't a lot of questions that came in, and mostly he does. He goes through and why, you know, how he talks to people and how he shares the importance of the whole wellness home. And, yeah, and he is so huge on prevention, you know, on preventing these scary things out there that can happen to people in their health. And so, yeah, great resource.
But they don't just happen.
They don't happen by accident. That's why he shares, you know, how we need to prevent. And I love your idea. I mean, you know, have events, more events, so that people, there's more flexibility. And I know you'd shared, I think it was last week, your goal to make 100 contacts, how we're talking about, you know, that the Bible verse, he sows sparingly, reaps sparingly, and he who sows abundantly reaps abundantly. And so for us to keep thinking of ways, how can we sow more abundantly? How can we get more out there, like Rick's brochures on Facebook, events at our home? I mean, getting those seeds out there. So get more seeds. So I love that, Patricia. Great. Kudos. Woohoo.
Thank you. Woohoo.
Nancy Clyde.
Good morning, everybody. I had a great week last week. I really am so impressed, Gloria, with all the potential of that school. We have David has a former student that opened a school in Dallas, and they had someone give them a bunch of Niken products. They joined, and then someone gave them all this stuff. So nothing for us has happened there, but that is so awesome. For me, last week I had two new customers, three people using duct tape, one person is borrowing the shoe inserts, and another person, it was at a Leeds meeting on Wednesday, and this guy, he said, oh, I helped so many Niken customers, but he really revealed that he really didn't believe in Niken or really know how much it did. This lady was with him, and he said, Nancy, she needs your magnet. And so I said, really? And we stood and talked it all. Her knee was killing her. She was heading out to the car to go get some pain reliever, and she hates taking pain reliever. So I just put someone who just returned a knee wrap to me. So I said, well, here, pull this on. And, you know, within 30 seconds, she said, it feels better. And I went, yeah. And then this guy, his name's Scott, he starts saying, well, I mean, it's the constriction of it. And I was just, oh, my gosh, do I know you now, Scott Moran? Anyway, she was quite impressed and then talked about having migraines. And so I happened to be wearing, it's always good to be wearing all your stuff, a silver chain. So I put that around her neck, and she's had it. I will see her again this coming Wednesday. But anyway, it was good, and having those names written down and keeping track of it, it's amazing how I could think clearly the rest of the week, juggle everything so much better instead of trying to juggle and remember to whom I had lent what, you know. it's such a small thing, everyone, but man, get a chart, write those things down, and it just frees your mind to carry on and have a great life and think of other people you can contact. I totally forgot about Eric Worre this last week, so I did not read anything, and I didn't quite understand. Did you send a link to him reading it? Anyway, I will get back.
Yeah, I sent out a link. It's a recording. It's his first. It was his first big speech. It's
way back.
Yeah. But it's just phenomenal.
Yeah. I did.
So here he was.
Okay.
Yeah. The young kid, and he's focused on it. Yeah.
Yeah, I listened to that. I remember. Yeah, it's very inspiring. I think I have the audios from his book, and that is in there also. Yeah, that is an amazing, amazing, it'd be a good way to start off every day.
Fire me up.
He was in front of something like
5,000 people, I think, or something, and it was his first time he'd ever spoke in front of a group, and he was still, you know, in his 20s, and he was so scared, but he doesn't sound, I mean, he just did, he had it memorized, he did a phenomenal job, it's excellent.
I think he was actually competing with a very seasoned speaker, and by the applause, he won the competition. I can't remember.
Yes, Nancy, you're exactly right. That's what he was doing.
Anyway, I'm continuing on contacting people, putting people on the list, and I really, you know, something I've always known that we naturally talk to people who are, we perceive as being more comfortable around those that maybe we perceive don't make as much money or don't have the big jobs. They're not the scary people, the ones that we see up on a pedestal, even though they're just like us. And this in Orlando, I can't remember who it was. Maybe it was Julie Tara or Susan Carver.
With Susan.
Was it Susan? Yeah, she said, only think of people, you want to help everyone, but go to people that are your level and above. And when she did that and she put her hand out, you know, level and above, it reached me. And it's like Gloria, you said, came in, what it was, you said, boy, that really did reach me. That really did impact me. And it's true. I don't know how many times we have to hear things before we go, aha. But it's true, and it's the same with telling people about McKen. We just have to keep kind of putting it out there so that people hear it 4, 5, 6, 7 times, and then they go, aha. Anyway, it's going to be a great week.
You're right, though. We got to go for those scary people, the people above, because those are the people that can really, you know, they've got the contacts, and they can reach out to other people. And so, wow.
I know something else. It's not as scary to me now that I have that trifold that Rick Murphy put together, because really calling them and just saying, hey, could we sit down and, you know, I think you could help me, or would you be, you know, can you help me, or whatever, however you want to put that. But ask for help, and then you have that information, and tell them your vision and show them what we have and say, who do you know? Sure, or if you can't think of anyone right now, here's the brochure, and please let me know when you come up with someone. Not in a beggy way. In a beggy way.
Yeah.
Beggy.
Yeah, and that's true. That's the right approach. You know, that's what Eric talks about in his book. He's got all those charts of how to reach out to people that are at different levels. And the people above you, you use that, you share your vision, you ask for their help. Who do they know? Because those people, they want to help others. And so that's the right approach for them. So perfect.
Okay, wow, I don't know how...
Yeah, where did that time go so fast? Oh, my goodness, we got lots of people, but right out of time. Becky's on, Pam's on, Michelle's on, Edwina, Carol Patterson. We want to celebrate you guys for being on, but I think we probably better stay on track because I know everybody's got a super busy Monday.
Well, thank you, everyone, for being on. And
we'll go in reverse order on the list next time, so everybody gets to talk.
Yeah, well, be sure you get on time.
You guys are so awesome. I mean, let's like we talked about at the beginning of the call, you know, here we are, we're in the second quarter. You know, let's all step up. I mean, let's just rock it. I mean, man, what we've got such a great opportunity, and I know we can all do this.
Woo-hoo! Working together, light as a feather.
Yeah, yeah. Yay, team!
Okay, thanks everyone for being
here.
Thank you.
Also.